then I gotta see. Unfinished business, we have none. Moving on to new business, item 13A.
Move to approve the capital improvements project list for FY 2017-2018 as presented.
Second.
Been moved in second, any discussion?
Maybe we should have let you read it first.
Do your homework.
No, yes.
Well, I think just the main thing is, you know, if we can get the number one thing there through, I think we should dance in the streets, because mm-hmm. it's going to be a tough year, and we realize that most of this is not, well, 99 9/10% of it isn't going to happen. But if Shoemaker Bay could happen, that's probably that would be a great thing. And but we do keep the list alive. So if there is funding from some source at some other time through the federal government or whatever, I will tell you that the Shoemaker Bay, the EDA office, United States Economic Development Administration office in Anchorage, we got an email from them, and they are gathering shovel-ready projects, because I think Trump was trying to do an infrastructure bill. And the only thing we really had was Shoemaker Bay. So I put that in, and it's, so if the state doesn't give it to us, there's a possibility down the road that this could happen. And if we were lucky enough to get them both, then we would have enough money from our own money to do the drainage and pave the parking lot out there, plus the harbor. So, so anyway, we've got money in there, and they thanked us for our participation, and it qualified. So they'll send that back with the other people from the state, and I guess at some point they'll make a big list and see what happens. But
is it my imagination, or did this list just get longer?
Well, it's going to get longer and longer, because less and less things are going to happen. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was about it.
Oh.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B was approved under consent agenda. 13C, proposed resolution number 02-17-1361. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, approving the sale of city-owned tidelands, Lot B, and the proposed Tekeen End tidelands reconfiguration for less than the appraised value for economic development purposes as allowed under Wrangell Municipal Code 16.12.012.
Move to adopt resolution number 02-17-1361 that approves the sale of city-owned tidelands, Lot B, to the proposed Tekeen End tideland reconfiguration for the sale price of $64,507.50, which is lower than the appraised value from the July 2015 of $1,001,200 for economic development purposes, as allowed in the WMC 16.12.012, to Bill and Cheryl Goodell.
Second.
We have moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
I'd like to hear rationale of where that price came from, please.
Can I step up?
The offer.
If you'd come up and state your name and address for the record, please.
Jay Karras, 5 miles Mobile Highway. So to answer that question, it's Bill's offer. I'm just speaking for him, and we discussed it a little bit today. The offer price is subjective. I mean, it's an opinion. It's based off of a business's, you know, and how it affects the business to some degree. But mostly, it's based off of his experience buying and selling properties, his conversations with people throughout Southeast, and these similar types of purchases, but also taking into consideration the appraisal price, that's a suggested price, more or less it's what somebody's willing to pay for it based off of how we can utilize it within the business model, and also still make the improvements that we need to make and get moving on the project as quickly as possible. So in no uncertain terms, I don't have a spreadsheet to break up, but and it's hard for me to explain Bill's rationale because I'm not Bill, but the best way for me to put it is that it's the best offer he can make, put on the table, and have it work for both parties is the way that he put it to me today. He thinks it's a fair price, considering the amount of developmental costs, considering it's 92% submerged tidelands and pretty extreme depths in the majority of the property, and the number of surveys and accrued costs we've already picked up the tab for, and which we're happy to do. But we, in order to move forward quickly, which we'd like to do as soon as it is approved, hopefully, that's the price that he's willing to pay. And so that's probably the best way I can describe it without him explaining it to himself. And I'm happy to answer any other questions.
Who did the appraisal?
I believe it was all in here, actually.
Mike Renfro,
that's correct.
The city appraiser?
Mm-hmm. He did the appraisal in July of 2015. And if you see it in July of 2015, you may have a different opinion of the economic value. But, in the appraisal, it's written in the appraisal. Everything is kind of on the high upper end. Everything's to the high end of his subjective opinion. And reading it today, reading it again today, for the first time in a year or two, on a personal level, looking at the costs involved, knowing where the costs are at in developing the property, and of course, in my best interest, hopefully buying the piece of property at some point down the road, we'd like to keep the cost down.
I sit on the Economic Development Committee, and Bill did come to speak with us, and we asked him that exact same question. Basically, he felt that appraisal price, and I don't want to quote for him, but this is the impression I took away, is that was based on land from Sitka to Ketchikan, and that he didn't feel that was a legitimate price. Now, we looked at all the numbers. It's $200,000 to $300,000 to fill that piece of property. That piece of property right now is not generating the borough anything.
Correct.
And it's limited of what can be done with it. It's a narrow slice. Even if somebody else wanted it, it's too small to do anything different with.
Correct.
So, you know, if you look at the cost of what it takes to fill that in, you're going to be at that 300,000 plus level for a narrow slice of ground. And that was what he was looking at. To me, I look at this project, it's a win. We're going to collect $20,000-$30,000 more sales tax after the building's put up. We get money for a piece of tidelands that we're getting nothing for now, and we're going to generate more income tax. We're going to bring business into the community. I really don't see a downside to it. So that's what the whole Economic Development Committee come away with, that same impression.
Yeah.
We've done land swaps in the past. I'm thinking of one land swap for a piece of property out by the landfill. Do you remember that one? I don't want to say names, but...
I do. I know what you're talking
and
about.
And then we've invested in a tree shrub cutter. Remember that?
I don't remember that one, but
so
I
did. Yeah, with McMurrin and Prince of Wales. But we have invested, done things for economic development. But I was curious about the price per square foot, and I went on our website for over-the-counter sales of lots and compared their square footage price to the one that Bill is offering. And I just ran three of them. One is $3.63 per square foot, $225 per square foot, $3.87. And these are lots that have been for sale for quite a while. And then if the square footage is correct, 27,450 square feet.
That's correct.
Yeah, it runs to about $2.25.
It's $2.35 is the offer.
Oh, $2.35 per square foot?
Yeah, that's what Bill thought for us. And
that's
the tidelines.
Okay. So it seems fairly comparable to what we we're selling right now.
Well, we have no problem with the upland price, and that's not an issue at all. It's just the extreme developmental costs involved with developing those submerged tidelands just to get to the point where we can shore up and build out the upland value, or the upland part of the property, so that we can build. You know, that's our focus. We're to build or to fill the entire front of that Stikine. We do nothing for the property. We do nothing for the scheme. So our main focus is to just shore up what we need to shore up so we can build that building as soon as possible. And those costs for that fill and that wall are just for that piece. It's not for the entire property. It would be no benefit to us to that piece of property that we have there now, because the cost of filling would be more than the property was worth at the end of the day, based off the square footage. Price, which I believe was $10.50 a square foot, was what Renfro appraised the upland value at. So, more just the depth of that, where that wall of land is pretty cost prohibitive, and that's where the price comes in. And like I said, considering the entire property, 92% of the submerged tidelands, the upland value is 2,000 square feet, and the submerged tidelands are 25,000. So, the majority of that project is going to be filled in. The 2,000 square feet is a pretty small portion of that. Yeah, it's already there, but we're going to have to fill a substantial amount to get the project going, and we want to do it as soon as possible, considering the conditions of the city's roof capacity at the moment. So we don't want to see Randall's tourism model start to extinguish because we can't get enough folks through the community quickly enough to maintain it. So it's the majority of our tourism model is word of mouth. So that's kind of what we're ready to expedite this. As quick as the court permitting will go, as quick as the whatever other federal agencies will be involved in this. You know, you're pretty familiar with the process.
What's your projected time frame for all the permitting? Because that usually drives the schedule of any project.
That's correct. Well, we're going to start engineering immediately on the project, and that's something we've already got our engineering firm on the call list for. We're ready to go. As soon as it's approved, the core permitting can be anywhere between, of course, 6 months and years. We're going to try to get it expedited in any way possible, so that we can get moving on the fill, because obviously all the rest of the letting it settle and
Are you guys going to use expediters?
We're going to try.
Do that for a living.
You know, Bill's much more in tune with the permitting process than I am personally, because he does the majority of that for the projects. But he's very familiar with the process, and I think that with maybe some letters from the city, we can probably get it moving pretty quickly. Considering when we were able to get the last seawall built, we were able to do that in an expedited manner because the property was sloughing off. You know, so whether or not there's an economic development process, I'm not sure of yet. But we're going to do everything we can to get that done as quickly as possible. We're hoping, honestly, you know, this is a little bit speculative, but we're trying to get everything the stakes being put up in a year and a half is the hope for this. By the 2018-19 is the hope. That may be a bit optimistic, but with this administration, nobody knows what's going to come around the corner with these permitting processes. We're all going to really get it moving quickly. We will be working on it as soon as this hill is approved.
And you're going to fix up the shed and allow the public to use it as long as it's upright and
that's correct. And part of the bid price includes the fact that we've already purchased, I believe in the letter you wrote, $5,700 worth of materials to get it done. We were going to do that with the city's approval anyways, with or without the sale. But taking into consideration we'd like to buy it, we did include that in the offer. We do have the materials ready to go. Mike Howell is already ready for the project, our contractor on that job, and that'll probably happen as soon as weather permits. If it goes forward.
Well, then would you carry the liability on that?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's still going to be used, like it's let, and Bill's mentioned a few times, still going to be free to use.
Uh-huh.
We'll probably have to figure out, with the exception of maybe a day or two, that we want to use it as a business.